James, JAMESPROPST, 925-43, today's 11-16-2024, just an 81-year-old gentleman, lives at home with his wife of 13 years, the help of his daughter, Monica, and a 24/7 caregiver, period. James suffers from atrial fibrillation, myocardial infarction, pulmonary fibrosis, chronic hypoxemia, shortness of breath, pulmonary hypertension, anxiety, and sundowners, and that's it, anxiety and prostate cancer, period. New paragraph, he quit smoking and drinking. He quit smoking in 2010, hadn't had a drink since June of this year, period. New paragraph, he was hospitalized in September of this year with myocardial infarction, has 4 stents in his heart. He's not a candidate for CABG coronary artery bypass graft surgery, period. New paragraph, he also has PVD, leg pain, and circulation issues, which was the cause of his other operation with 2 stents in his leg earlier this year, period. Allergy, none. Medication, Norvasc 5 milligram a day, Lamotrigine, L-A-M-O-T-R-I-G-E-N-E, 25 milligram a day, Lisinopril, 40 milligram a day, Buspar, 15 milligram a day, Proscar, 5 milligram a day, Protonix, 40 milligram a day, Lithium, 300 BID, Tadalafil, Tadalafil, L-A-F-I-L, 20 milligram a day, Singular, 10 milligram a day, Cipro. Recently, he was in the emergency room because of bleeding. Hematuria was placed on Cipro. That has improved. Also, Lexapro, 10 milligram a day. Remeron, 15 milligram a day. Aspirin, 81 milligram a day. Review of system. Weight loss, he's gone from 117 to 140. His mind is still working most of the time. He's short of breath at all times. He has atrial fibrillation, myocardial infarction, atherosclerotic heart disease, of native coronaries associated with angina. He's hypoxic. His O2 side is only 70 to 75%. He's checked repeatedly because of his pulmonary hypertension as well as his pulmonary fibrosis. He needs oxygen at all times, period. His chart review indicates history of gastroesophageal reflux, Barrett's esophagus, history of foot surgery, cataract surgery, motorcycle accident in 1978, which lots of broken ribs, left calf surgery, knee replacement, 4 stents in his heart, prostate cancer in 2021, status post radiation, angioplasty, 2020, pulmonary fibrosis since 2020, lumbar decompression surgery, L4-L5, epidural injection for spinal stenosis, knee replacement, left knee replacement, right, numerous heart attacks, last one being September 25th, going back to 2010. On exam, his blood pressure is 117 over 80, pulse is 100, irregular, O2 sat's only 75 to 78% max. Patient was found to be short of breath when sitting there resting, showing short of breath with speech, with during his interview. Heart positive, small positive, still irregular, consistent with atrial fib. Lungs, wrong chiral, shallow breath sounds. Abdomen soft, neck shows slight JVD, skin shows or decreased turgor or mucosa, dry lower extremity shows tremendous muscle wasting. neurological movement of four extremities. 81 assessment, 81-year-old gentleman with end-stage pulmonary fibrosis, hypoxic, short of breath, weak weight loss of 30 pounds, and overall severe debility, anxiety, depression. Associated with atrial fibrillation, congestive heart failure, severe hardening of the atherosclerotic heart disease. After four stents in place, not a candidate for CABG. Also severe peripheral vascular disease with two stents in his left calf, period. Prostate cancer with recent hematuria reported. Patient has a history of COPD and smoking abuse in the past, but has not smoked since 2010. Period. Last hospitalization was a hematuria, which he was placed on Cipro, and he's doing better at this time. He would benefit from albuterol, either inhaler and or MDI. He definitely needs oxygen at 2 liters, 2 to 4 liters at all times. He does have pulmonary hypertension with right-sided heart failure as well. Patient also has a history of Barrett's esophagus, which he takes protonics for, period. I'll put in there before all this that his family history, he is adopted, he doesn't know much about his mom and dad. And then make sure we put that allergy, non-drug allergy, that would be nice, thank you. At the end, put down, had a long discussion with his daughter, Monica, who tells me that dad is no longer interested in going back to the hospital. Last time he had a chest pain, ambulance was called. This was a week ago, and he refused to go to the hospital. He wants to be kept comfortable at home, and he's ready to go to the other side, in quotation, period. In the paragraph, his daughter, Monica, is quite overwhelmed because of the amount of work needed both for him and his wife. Because of her significant end-stage dementia, period. New paragraph, given patient's current health condition and disease process, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.